My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Mickey wants Sue to feel guilt. All she feels is sick. So listen and enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, it's always about you.
Who?
The guy.
Well, it's because they're scammers.
I know, but it's just like, no, I mean.
Initially it's how are you, and then it becomes, how can I help you?
Yeah, how can you help me?
How can you help me help you?
What have you done for me lately?
Well, I'm trying to get, let's say, if you could just get me a phone.
A phone card.
Creepy bastard. Mavis's little brother. So he goes, okay. Guess my efforts for me to talk to you ain't worthy to you. I think he meant efforts. Okay, guess my efforts for me to talk to you ain't worthy to you.
Oh.
Like, it's not worth it. Here I am.
I'm trying my best.
I'm trying to talk to you. All you have to do is give me money so you could pay, so I could buy a phone. I guess that was worth nothing to you.
Yeah,
little guilt. Little guilt.
A little?
A little guilt.
Yeah.
She goes, well, if that's how you feel, then delete me.
Oh, snap.
She goes, I thought love was love and not about money. Now, this is very... Now, a victim might not do that.
Right.
A victim might go, oh, honey, well, you know, let's calm down, slow it down, maybe we can work this out. But
right.
But Sue's like, you know what, screw you.
Yeah.
You know what, you're not that interesting anyway, and then delete me. I'll call your bluff. And I did that with my scammers, too.
Right.
You call a nice bluff.
Yeah, and the thing is, she's like, you're all about the Benjamins.
So he goes, she goes, I'm sorry. He goes, it's not about money. It's about connection for me to be able to talk to you every day for you not to feel lonely. Are you happy when you don't hear from me? A very nice response by Mickey, by the way.
Yeah.
Completely full of crap.
Oh, of course.
But a very nice response, Mickey Wynn.
Nice. Nice play.
Yeah. This is part of the Belinda Mavis conglomerate that we've come to know and love so much. She goes, no, I'm not happy, but I accept that nothing can always be the way we want. He goes, okay.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
So then we go, so that was June 12th. Now we go to June 16th. He goes, hey, beautiful. She goes, hey, babe, how are you? Mickey goes, I'm doing good, honey. Sue goes, I'm sick again, got a stomach virus, and now a bladder infection. Girl's falling apart on us.
Yeah.
I don't know how she has the strength to type.
She barely does.
A bladder infection to go with your infected eye and infected kidney. But yeah, this is not a hot image at all.
No, she is not exactly painting the picture very well.
You know what she needs to come down with next?
What?
A nice sexually transmitted disease. Something pussy from down there would be. That would be delicious.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
No, how about, no, just yeast.
Well, he might go, oh, then you can send me some food. But I've actually seen this tactic before where scam baiters will portray being very sick and it gets more and more ghastly, you know, kind of like what Joe's been dealing with, like just gross stuff.
Yeah.
So Mickey goes, oh, why is my babe getting sick? Because she knows you're a scammer, stupid.
Tom says, Jesus Christ, this broad is a human petri dish.
Even the bacteria's like, you know what, enough.
Yeah. I draw the line.
You're going to be dead soon. We can't continue growing in this situation.
Yes. Either he goes or I go.
The bacteria's like, pee you.
Yeah. No, it's talking about the other bacteria.
Well, the other bacteria is Mickey.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Sue goes, I don't know, but I should get the results of my blood test tomorrow. So Mickey goes, okay, please get well. Sue goes, I will see what my doc says tomorrow, but I have medication. He goes, wish I would serve you in bed and... bath for you. Wish I was close, my honey.
He's going to meet up with her at Bed Bath & Beyond? What?
She goes, don't worry, I try to joke on a rise.
Yes.
A Paulie Shore reference of how, you know, I wish they would have made, about the interview, I wish they would have made that movie during the 90s, so Paulie Shore would have stopped putting out movies.
Right.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. So,
Listen, anybody can flop on any stage.
I'm just used to it.
Yes, nobody flops like you, Pippi.
Thank you.
Yes. Back to our previously scheduled flop. So Sue goes, I know, babe, but all I've done is sleep and shower. He goes, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Is anyone around who takes care of you? This is kind of interesting to find out how secluded one is, maybe.
Yeah.
She goes, no, I'm on my own, but my daughter came around last week a lot. And that's nice bait. I'm on my own, but my daughter came around. He goes, okay, you need someone to cook you breakfast in bed. She goes, OMG, I haven't had someone make me breakfast in bed for years, LOL. Yeah, because you're probably constantly shitting in it the way you get sick.
You want to go near that bed.
No!
No!
No, there's a bedpan in that bed the way you are. He goes, you need me now, honey. She goes, yes, that would be nice, but I'm sick and look so bad, LOL. He goes, please, allow me to take care of you. She goes, you can't, hun, because you are so far away. He goes, wish I can come to you. She goes, I guess we were just born in different countries, hun. That's a good point.
Yeah. But he goes, I bet he has a solution in mind.
He has, yeah, honey. Yeah, honey, that's all he's got.
Oh, that's all he's got for now?
Yeah, that's all he's got. Pippi Alex is not impressed with your yeah, honey.
No, yeah, honey. How about yeah, honey, toddle down to Western Union and send me a plane ticket. I'll be right by your side.
Are you suspicious of Master Wynn's intentions?
No. No.
So skeptical. What has the world done to you?
Love always wins.
So she goes, what have you been doing this weekend, babe? He goes, nothing new, just a bored guy who needs his woman near. She goes, chilling out with friends, I guess, LOL. He goes, nah. She goes, why not, babe, because you must have a lot of friends there. He goes, but I miss and think about you. And she goes, I think about you too, hun, but we can't sit and be sad because we have to stay strong. I like a peppy victim.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.